Unit 9.
단문 독해.
1. When walking around a crowded neighborhood, you'll often see women with one fingernail painted a different color. Commonly known as a feature nail, it has become a popular trend. It appeals to many women, allowing them to be creative without much effort. They can look trendy without visiting a hairstylist or clothes store. It's also inexpensive. A bottle of nail polish only costs a few dollars. What's more, it's easy to paint the nail a new color. Using a little nail polish remover, they'll have a blank canvas to repaint in a few minutes. 2. Moving to a new city, a family got rid of 80% of their possessions. But instead of missing them, the family felt free for the first time. Soon, they wondered if they could take the idea even further. After learning about the impact garbage has on the environment and why it is so important that we reduce it, they decided on a zero-waste lifestyle. They stopped buying products with plastic packaging and used reusable containers instead. It was a great success. In one whole year, the entire family produced so little trash that it could fit in a single jar. 3. Whether it's two friends chatting together or a stranger asking directions on the street, talking to someone with your hands in your pockets is common in America. Generally speaking, this is a way to show you are at ease. In Korea, though, it is likely to be considered rude, especially if you are speaking to an older person. They may assume you are showing disrespect or don't care about what they are saying. 4. Rachel Cohen is a talented musician, and she uses her skills to help children with ADD. To help them prepare to learn, she takes them on what she calls a sound journey. The children all lie down on the floor with their eyes closed and listen to the sounds of the music she plays. She believes that when the children concentrate on the music, they become much calmer. Later, this experience helps them focus better on their schoolwork. 5. Compared to a CEO or a military general, a teacher may not seem to have much power. But the truth is that teachers have a different, more influential kind of power. Their job is to give young students knowledge about the world so they will be able to make a difference. For this reason, being a teacher will give you more power than any other career you might choose.
수능 독해.
1. Atlantic puffins are unmistakable because of their black heads, pale cheeks, and bright bills. Their amusing appearance is increased by black and red eye marks and orange legs. Each breeding season, the birds arrive in Britain. Their feathers fall out naturally, which makes them unable to fly for a short time, though they still move smoothly and elegantly underwater. Male puffins dig burrows near the sea and make their nests using their own fallen feathers. Thousands of puffins make their nests close together. Once the eggs hatch, the parents can be seen hurrying back and forth with their bills packed with fish for their fast-growing chicks. When bringing food to their chicks, puffins can carry as many as 30 small fish at once. When the winter comes, the puffins leave Britain, not returning until the next breeding season. 2. The quill pen was a writing instrument that remained in use for a long period of time. Introduced sometime around 700 AD, this pen was made from the quill of a feather, which was pulled from the left wing of a bird. It was important to use a quill from the left wing because this meant that the feather would curve over the back of the hand when used by right-handed writers. Most quills were taken from geese, but those of the swan were more highly prized, being scarce and thus expensive. If the goal was to make fine line drawings, however, crow quills offered the best results, followed by those of the eagle, owl, and hawk. Three. There's a big difference between a patent and a trademark, but most people don't know what it is. Typically granted for a period of 17 years, patents protect both a product's name and the method for manufacturing it. For instance, the electric razor was patented in 1928 by inventor Jacob Schick. He did this so he could have complete control over his creation. On the other hand, trademarks are names or symbols that are used to identify products and give them a distinct identity in the minds of consumers. Kleenex and Jell-O are examples of trademarks, as is the lion's head that represents MGM Pictures. Aware of the power of trademarks to promote their products, companies work very hard to protect them and keep other businesses from using them without permission. 4. A fisherman was coming back home for the night, rowing his boat up the river. Exhausted, he set down the oars for a moment and lay down on the bottom of the boat, looking up at the sky. The moon was so bright that he had to close his eyes halfway to look at it. After a few seconds, he felt himself nodding off. The night was quiet and the breeze calm, so he decided to throw the anchor overboard and rest. Everything was still. But before long, his boat began gliding back and forth, faster and faster, first touching one bank and then the other. It felt as if some powerful creature was beneath the water, trying to pull him and his boat under the waves. 5. It is normal for teens to go through a process of self-discovery during adolescence, figuring out what kind of person they are and who they want to become. Such a journey is difficult for anyone to make, requiring a lot of time and effort. However, this experience can be much more complicated for adopted teens. This is because, being teens, they are curious about where they came from and thus want to learn more about their birth parents. The biggest question they long to ask is why they were given up for adoption in the first place. They seek the answer to this question not because they resent their adoptive family, but simply because they need to know. Such curiosity is natural for anyone who desires to fully understand themselves. 6. There are many animals whose skin is similar in color to their natural surroundings, which helps them blend in and remain hidden. Others, however, have brilliantly colored skin, with deep yellows, oranges, and pinks covering their bodies. This noticeable coloration is a warning to predators that these animals are poisonous. If predators attempt to eat these creatures, they will get a terrible taste in their mouth or even get sick and die. Interestingly, there are certain species that have evolved skin colors closely imitating those of poisonous animals, even though they themselves are not toxic. This strategy proves effective at fooling potential attackers. Since predators avoid eating brightly colored animals, assuming they are poisonous, the imitators are able to escape being killed. Predators avoid prey with bright coloration, even though some such animals are merely imitating the appearance of truly poisonous species.